salon owner in South Ealing has received a visit from North Korean officials. I'm not kidding you. After he put up a photo of Kim Jong-un in his window. Now, Karim Nabach from the M&M Hair Academy is here with me now. Karim, you naughty, naughty boy.
You're right, Petri. How's it going?
Very well indeed. Right, tell me what happened. Why did you put the picture up and what did the picture say?
We were having a slow day. It was just a random Tuesday. So we usually put up, you know, a standard A1 photo, white backdrop with black writing saying, whatever percent off, come in, have your hair done. And but obviously we saw this this thing about Kim Jong-un in the news and then only being allowed to have one haircut in North Korea. So I thought, okay, we can put a little spin on this. Printed out a big, bold A0 photo of Kim Jong-un, and the poster itself said, bad hair day, question mark, 15% off all gents cuts tomorrow through the month of April, Tuesdays to Thursdays. And yeah, the response was actually pretty good.
Okay, so you weren't advertising for people to come in and have that particular haircut?
Oh, no, definitely not. Not that there's anything
don't
wrong
you,
with
don't,
it.
No, not that, thank you. I think we have to say not there's anything wrong with it unless you and I both get arrested.
No. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you don't want them knocking on your door tomorrow.
No, I definitely don't. So, Karim, what happened next? So you put the poster up saying, get a bad hair day, question mark, with a picture of the leader.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of turned into a bit of a tourist attraction, to be honest. Like, people were getting photos next to it and sort of just, it just turned into a bit of a banter. But a few clients came in, you know, just admiring the offer, and then they, you know, came in and had their hair done. But then, like, the next day, like, we saw two men in suits taking photos outside the salon. And, like, we thought they looked a little bit suspicious anyway. And then they came in. And my father owns the salon. He was cutting someone's hair at the time, and they came in and they said, who put that poster up? Absolutely no introduction whatsoever. Who put up that poster? He said, excuse me, who are you? And they said, who put this poster up? He goes, I did. He said, who's the salon manager? I am. He goes, I want your name. He said, I'm sorry, you haven't even told us who you are. So, sorry, why should I give you my name? And then they said, we're North Korean officials. Do you not know that that poster that you've put up is our country's leader? So I'm very well aware of who it is because that's why we put the offer up. And basically making all sorts of demands about us taking the photo down, saying that, we can't have it up, and sort of just turned around and without having a whole this is England speech, it was just like, I'm sorry, we're not living in North Korea. This is a democracy. We haven't put anything offensive up. It's something that's been in the news at the moment. It's, it's current affairs. We just, it's a bit of tongue in cheek, and it was just used to bring clients in. It wasn't meant to start World War III. And basically he asked them to leave, and they said, I want your name. He said, well, you're not having it. If you want to take this any further, you can bring the lawyers. And they said, okay, we'll see. And they left, and that's the last we heard of it.
Unbelievable.
Basically.
Just very quickly, did they have Kim Jong-un's haircut? They had that haircut?
No, surprisingly, they exercised their rights in this country to have whatever haircut they wanted. So, no, they didn't. They didn't have Kim Jong-un's haircut.
You should have said, listen, mate, if you were in North Korea, you'd have to have that haircut. Sit down and we'll do it for you.
It's a bit weird, though, because my dad has a centre parting, so I think it looked a little bit dodgy as it was, like he was trying to, like he was rocking the haircut himself, but...
No, let's hope not. And not that there's anything wrong with that particular haircut. Now, listen, what are they going to do next? I mean, they do appreciate this isn't North Korea. They do appreciate this was indeed South Ealing. I don't understand why they thought they had a say in what was put up in the window anyway. But what are you anticipating happening next?
What are we going to do next, or what do we think is going to happen next?
Yeah, both. Well, you're going to do nothing. You're going to leave the picture up because you're probably stubborn.
Well, I mean, we're not going to be, advertising Vladimir Putin wet shaves next week, but I don't know. Hopefully that'll be the last of it. And, I'm hoping they sort of misread it and maybe they'll see the funny side of it. Maybe. I don't know. Hopefully.
I'm not entirely sure that region is well known for its sense of humour. You could always advertise a Ferrari Bob. And Ferrari, what's it, Highlights? The Ferrari Highlights. He wouldn't mind, I'm sure.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't mind giving, you know, knocking on our door the next day, asking us to take the poster down, no, that'll be absolutely fine.
Sure, we won't. Karim, it's been brilliant talking to you. What an extraordinary story, and these are the kind of stories that I love. It keeps the world turning round. I just hope you're okay. Don't take the poster down. Let's see what happens.
No,
next.
We'll be absolutely fine.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Sirens.
Thank you so much for your time. Yeah. Oh no, that's they're on their way. Sorry, I've got to go. Thank you very much,
Petri. Take care, Karim. It's been a pleasure talking to you. The sirens just perfectly timed there. That was Karim Nabach, who's from the M&M Hair Academy in South Ealing, where they were told by two North Korean officials to take down the picture of their leader, Kim Jong-un.